Did you know I was like this back then? Weak and obedient. Were the shackles imaginary or made of the cold steel of your indifference? I ponder this as I bury myself, lose myself in another woman. As she gives me the pleasures you denied me, the joys you convinced me were irrelevant, unnecessary hell, sometimes even wrong. I think of the woman, no, the girl. Although a woman in aspects of artful manipulation, a girl in matters of the soul. I, the girl who fucking ruined me. Because you did. While you'd probably deny me this belief, inform me that time heals all wounds, despite the seeping lines still crisscrossing my body. You'd inform me that it's in the past as it plays out constant and unrelenting in my peripheral vision, lurking at the border of my fucking sanity. You'd probably tell me to just move on. And I thought I had. Exit, stage left, you enter, stage right, parade of women, eager and smiling and vacuous. Or were they? Hindsight in this case lacks the cliched 2020. Perhaps they came to me honest and loving and with the ability to care. It doesn't matter, they weren't you. While they fell to their knees to me, took me in their mouths, invited upon themselves the sadistic pleasures I'd long forgotten I favoured, or welcomed the opportunity to visit that pain upon me, moaned my name in pleasure-induced desperation, offered their bodies in twisted contortion, revealing between them acres of soft, pale skin, breasts to hold, nipples to suck, flesh to lick, and sweet juice to drink, stripping me of energy and leaving me breathless, swallowing me and thanking me, satisfaction in its rawest, purest form. None gave me what I really wanted, no. But they tried, more so than you ever did. In the malicious ignorance of your vanity, you only saw one to fulfill needs, never to possess them. One to satisfy, but never be satisfied. And I was happy. Because you offered a lie and made it real with theatre. You played the part you knew I wanted, leaving that twisted archetype burned in my mind. This is happiness, this is love, this is what you want. No more and certainly no less, sweet boy. Sweet, stupid, gullible boy. The hypnosis you drilled into me still remains, fragmented but no less stubborn. The desires of my youth have become the shame of my now. The base primal urges I fight with, you sullied, while they embrace them, make them beautiful, will them out of me with practiced hands and reveal who I really am. The me I once longed to be, but now believe I must bury. Because that is the me you desire the most. And that is the only version of myself I dare entertain. Since you threw my heart in amongst your other unwanted but no less treasured possessions, and vacated the premises of my life, I've seen my fair share. Fucked my fair share. Lived, I unleashed my desires upon those who saw them desirable, but found no greater happiness in them than I found within you. It seems bathing in emptiness is preferable to the constant haunting reminder of its distant, comforting silence. None of them gave me what I want. They didn't give me the nothing I'd become so accustomed to.